All right, thanks, Dale, and thanks to the council for giving us the opportunity to talk in front of you today. Phil Jost could not be here. He is coming in, I believe, tomorrow, but due to the weather, his flight was canceled. So I'm going to give a quick transform update and then a quick flight engine update as well. The active transform is sulfoxaflor, and sulfoxaflor was discovered by DAS, and it's proprietary technology, and it's part of a chemistry class called the sulfoxamines. While it does interact with the nicotinic acetylcholine receptors, it is not a neonicotinoid, and that's how it was ruled by the EPA as not a neonicotinoid. Right now, it's the sole member of this new group. It has activity on many sap-feeding insects, including aphids, whiteflies, plant bugs, scales, and other sap-feeding insects. We received federal registration May 6, 2013, and our recommendation is a 1.5 ounce use rate for this product. We do have folks going to down to 0.75 ounces for uses such as aphids primarily, but when you move up to working with plant bugs, you're going to move up to more of those at 1.5 rate, and you do have the flexibility to go to 2.75 ounces with this product. It's effective on insects that have proven resistant to other chemistries, and is soft on beneficials. Therefore, it's an integral part to a good IPM strategy. And we primarily saw it last year in Arizona for Liguus, certainly in the Mid-South for Liguus throughout the areas where we see high populations of Liguus there, and also in certain areas of Georgia and Northeast North Carolina and Virginia where we sprayed for Liguus last year. And the results that Phil communicated to me were that typically where they saw the best results were where 1.5 ounces was applied twice, right at bloom or right before bloom. However, we certainly don't want to stop scouting for plant bugs to identify the presence of plant bugs before we spray. So the phytogen update I'm going to give you is just a thumbnail sketch of what we're going to talk about later. We do have two products that we're launching this year, 339 and 575, and those will be discussed individually and in more detail this afternoon in the new developments portion of the consultant conference. Also, in that new developments section, we're going to talk about our introductory varieties. We're going to introduce 5 or 6 new varieties for 2014. Okay, we're going to do away with 315, 440, and 565, and the two varieties we're launching, we introduced these varieties in 13, we're launching Phytogen 339 and Phytogen 575. Phytogen 379 is an early maturing, indeterminate variety that's very broadly adapted. Primarily, eastern Mississippi is going to be the biggest market for this. However, it does certainly run into areas of Texas as well. Okay. It's going to grow a little bit different than 499, for example. 499 tends to bush out quite a bit more than this variety. It's going to fruit a little bit closer to the plant, 339. It's going to be about the same height as 499, however. And if we look at it in USOVTs and compare it to what we consider its early season competitors, 1321, 4946, and 1944, it competes very well with these products with respect to yield, and certainly when we add in the fiber quality, it takes its overall crop value per acre up to a new level. So we're very excited about this product. 575 does very well in its area of adaptation, and its area of adaptation is lower South Carolina, Georgia, and Alabama. And we put it up against its competitors, 1137 and 6448. It competes very well with both yield and quality. And lastly, certainly with 565 that we're pulling off the market, it's certainly a step up in yield and fiber quality, which 565 has exceptional fiber quality to begin with. So, okay, we're introducing Phytogen 222, and again, we're going to go back over these in more detail later today, but 222 is an early maturing, very early maturing, determinate, short, compact variety, and this is primarily going to be a West Texas variety. It's a very storm-proof variety. but it will fit in both the stripper and picker market. 333 is a very broadly adaptive variety and a very high yielding variety. You're going to hear a lot about this variety in the upcoming 2 months. It has done very, very well in quite a few trials across the U.S., okay, quite a few of the states. And I'll mention more about that one this afternoon. Phytogen 417 and 427 are our root knot resistant lines, not tolerant, but root knot resistant lines, seeing about a 90% reduction in root knot nematode following growing these varieties. 495 is our wide strike 3 introduction. And lastly, 599 is going to be our next full season product we're bringing to the market. And last thing I'll say, it's a very, very exciting time to be working with Phytogen. From 2010 to 13, there have been 522 varieties tested in OVTs across the U.S. Of those, 179 of those products have been tested now in over 10 trials. So I use that as my bottom. I wanted to make sure when I ran all the public OVTs, when I ran the query, I wanted to make sure they've been tested in at least 10 trials. Okay, and when I ran that, here's the top 10 university OVTs across the U.S. This is out of Seed Matrix. 7 of these top 10 varieties are Phytogen varieties. One of them, Phytogen 333, ranked on this top performer, which is around that 20%, top 20% level. 67% of the time it's in that top 20%. 85% of the time it's above the trial mean. Okay, and then we take the 499, which also obviously commercially available. 667 public trials now, 63% of the time in the top performer category, and 83% of the time above average. So have a lot of exciting stuff coming. We're going to talk a little bit more about it in the new developments conference. So thanks again for giving us the opportunity.